This is the Evotel Podcast.
Today's podcast, we're talking about an initiative that Evotel are doing with Wings of Inspiration. Let's find out more about how this all works with Bradley Becker, head of brand at Evotel. Bradley, thanks for popping in for the podcast. First of all, what are you doing with Wings of Inspiration?
Well, there's a few things that we're working on with Wings of Inspiration. The first bit of donations that we provided was two laptops so that they could get a computer learning room set up for the ladies that they've taken in that can start using those computers to start generating an income, etc. Next month we'll be donating a cash donation to help with whatever necessities they have, groceries. I know they're doing a lot of building work. And again, it's not a short-term initiative. We want to be able to do these type of things, you know, on a regular basis. But there's a few things that we're working on, closely with Shane, and we really enjoy working with Wings of Inspiration. You know, they're doing exceptional work. So there's a lot that we can give back. I wish we could give back more. But as much as we can give, we will be giving back to them. So yeah. That's in a nutshell what we're currently busy with.
All right, let's find out what Wings of Inspiration actually do. Shane Piper is here from Wings of Inspiration. Shane, thanks for popping in for the podcast. Give us an outline. What is Wings of Inspiration?
So Wings of Inspiration was created in 2016 with two twin sisters. They actually felt hard times growing up, and when their aunt passed away, she left a little bit of an inheritance to them. So they started this Wings of Inspiration Care Center business. First off with a shelter, which it didn't work out. So then it started with a sober house. So, we've been running now for the last 5 years, which we've got now 8 umbrellas underneath our name. Which we take care of 286 people on a daily basis, which we feed and take care of.
So Bradley, this donation you're doing is to try and empower these people that are now under these umbrellas.
So, I mean, this was an initiative that Wings of Inspiration had already, you know, got the ball rolling on. That, you know, they had built the little center, at one of their facilities. And when I went past there and met with Shane and the ladies, you know, they kind of just showed me around and showed me the vision that they had for this facility. And one of them was, you know, they have amazing women that just, you know, need a break and they just need an opportunity. And, you know, Shane said, you know, one of the things that they were looking at doing was empowering these women to be able to start generating an income and finding their feet again. Obviously we're in the fiber industry. So, you know, it's right down our alley. So with the two laptops, we're also working on getting a fiber installation into the facility so that the connectivity side of things is also sorted out. This was all Wings of Inspiration's idea. We kind of just came along to support, and we think it's an amazing initiative. You know, it's one thing to help people and give them a roof over their head, but, you know, actually empowering them and giving them the opportunity to change their life for future purposes is something that we were really passionate about. So yeah, very, very excited to be part of this initiative, and yeah, looking forward to a lot more down the line.
Shane, tell us the story. You say one of the ladies there teaches maths, but she can't see her students. So how will this change her life?
Her life will change drastically with the donation of the fiber and of the laptops and all stuff like that. So she can start teaching online. Now with COVID, most of the parents, they don't allow their children to go to math lessons after school and stuff like that because they're scared of the COVID and all stuff like that. So that will empower her now to get her students back, because most of them got fiber and got like online, facilities to do that. And it's not just her, you know, I want to empower all the other like women as well. I want to do another two ladies there as well that doesn't have a job at the moment to, start doing online teaching, which they're going to teach English to either Chinese or Polish people online, which is also income for them as well.
What I like is, I'm just thinking of the online platform. Some of the internet is very dark and dirty and rough, but you got recovering addicts. And I guess this allows them to meet a greater community for support and put aside the horrible side of the internet. There's a very good side to the internet as well. And they can now find people to help them and form a community, right?
Of course. With the addict side, that's at our sub house. This is at our women and children's shelter. So this is for abused women and children. So that initiative will be taking place at the, from the addict side, at our sober house, there is a few guys that's doing online teaching as well at the moment, which they earning a lot of money at the moment, between 12,000 and 60,000 rand a month, which is quite a lot. So, my vision is for one of our biggest students at our sober house to teach them how to do their online teaching as well.
Coaching the coaches.
Yes.
That's always the best way. Bradley, Evertel have done a lot of work with schools and donating to those kind of things. Do you see more charity involvement? It's so difficult, I imagine, to pick one or pick two. How do you make those decisions, and where do you see you guys going in the next few years?
I think irrespective of whether it's a school or a charity organization, it's still part of our CSI initiatives. So we never shy away, you know, from being able to provide to people in need, whether that's a school that, you know, just desperately needs connectivity to be able to interact with their learners, or whether it's a charity organization like Wings of Inspiration that's also just trying to help people find their feet. You know, they fall within the communities that we build in. So irrespective of whether it's a school or a charity, you know, we want to help. We are in a position to be able to help. So why not? So we don't really shy away from anything. We always up to help whoever we can help, as much as we can.
Tell us about the hashtag Installing Hope Challenge.
So the hashtag Installing Hope Challenge was just something our CEO kind of just wanted to see come to life. And you know, us being in a very competitive and saturated industry where there's a lot of big players involved with, you know, a lot of, budget to be able to do these types of initiative, we wanted to be the guys that kind of started an organic type of CSI initiative where we could challenge, you know, companies within our industry and also, you know, companies outside of the industry to be able to give back as much as we want to. You know, if we can inspire, you know, four or five companies to just, you know, give something back, you know, we've started something really powerful. And we hope to, you know, kind of see this grow along the way so that, you know, the other sides or the other umbrellas of Wings of Inspiration where we potentially can't assist, you know, we have other companies that could possibly assist. So that's the thing, is we're just trying to help as many people as we can. Unfortunately, Evertel is only so big. So what better way than maybe just challenging some of the other guys and getting them involved? So that's kind of where it stemmed from. And it's just, again, it just goes back down to, you know, fiber for everyone. You know, we want to be able to enable people to grow and to learn and to be able to earn money, especially during these tough times.
Shane, we heard earlier a couple of laptops were donated. Obviously, Evertel are a fiber company. It's their job to supply the internet. So those companies that he's talking about, if you got more computers donated or you got a smart TV to entertain the kids or something, that would, or tablets, I imagine, would go a long way. What sort of things would you like to see other companies get involved with?
Well, at the moment, we've got a few projects running at the moment, not only at our women and children's shelter, but at our old age home, where we're trying to get couple rooms now. So we only have single rooms for women and for men, and, you know, with them also living on hard times because they're only paying SASA rates and all stuff like that. So they can't afford to get, couple rooms and stuff like that. So we're busy building couple rooms. So there's a few people that fell in love on their old age. We actually having our first wedding on Sunday.
Oh.
So we are busy building there as well, so people can be able to have a couple of rooms as well.
Okay, so a smart TV or something would go a long way, have some entertainment, tablets. If I guess, Bradley, this is the point, right, is you've got the fiber, you're going to give them the Wi-Fi and the Wi-Fi there. It's all very well, but if you can't use it, what's the point, right? So
no,
you want other companies to get involved.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, again, you know, where we do have fiber coverage, you know, it's the first thing that we look at doing. And it's obviously, it's still in the process of being installed at the premises, which I think falls in Wentworth Park, in Krugersdorp. But you know, the areas where we don't have coverage, you know, there's other fiber providers there, that are able to deliver a service. And, you know, if EvoTel was there, we would 100% be involved in delivering that service. But again, that's where that installing hope challenge comes in, where we don't have reach and where we don't have coverage. You know, we want to get the guys that do have reach and coverage to kind of, you know, bring their part, to the party. So. Yeah.
Shane, I want to talk about communication as well. As you said, you've got different facilities. If everybody can suddenly use cheap or free Wi-Fi to use WhatsApp calls, which costs next to nothing, and if it's free Wi-Fi, it'll cost you nothing. So that must help you guys as well to be able to communicate with each other and the different areas you've got.
Of course. Most of the people are not fortunate to have money to buy data and stuff, so that will help a lot, yeah.
Be able to talk to family and friends.
Family and friends.
That are somewhere else, right?
Of course, yes.
Video calls are great, especially
video calls.
Right?
Most of the people at the shelter, they don't earn an income at all. So we've got two ladies now that has gotten jobs, which is not a lot. You know, it's only to survive and to buy the necessities, which we supply them with everything. They don't have the money to buy data and stuff like that. So with the fiber and the laptops and all stuff like that, it's a huge blessing to Wings of Inspiration Care Center.
Where can we find out more about Wings of Inspiration?
You can find more about on our Facebook page. We update daily on our Facebook page, which is Wings of Inspiration. And then we've got a website called www.wingsinspiration.com. Inspiration.co.za.
Okay, so you're taking the of out on the website.
Yeah.
www.wingsinspiration.
Wingsinspiration.co.za.
Okay, Bradley, where can we find out more about what EvoTel are doing and the hashtag, what is the official hashtag? Installing Hope Challenge.
Yeah, on our social media pages, where we post most of the content, when it comes to these CSI initiatives. You know, that's predominantly where we are vocal in terms of these types of things. But again, you know, we do encourage other charities, other schools, that, you know, are struggling with things like this to us to reach out to us. And, you know, they're more than welcome to give us a call. They're more than welcome to even come to our offices, which is in Cromerville if they wish to do so. But yeah, the normal contacting our offices, website, our Facebook page, which is just EvoTel on Facebook, and then our website is also www.evotol.co.za.
And I need to do a pun for another podcast where you can meet and find out more about the social media person that runs your social media.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Find out more about that character.
Yeah.
And how he interacts with the public as well. So find that podcast. I think that was episode one, but we'll see. Just do a search for 20 questions. It'll be one of those.
Perfect.
Thanks very much for listening, and we'll have another episode coming up soon. Don't forget, please like, subscribe, follow everybody on the social medias. You can find it at EvoTel. But do subscribe to the podcast, and thanks very much for listening. We'll see you again next time.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.